Hello, Family First. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Kim Pardini.
Kim, you said?
Yes.
Hi, Kim, yes. How can I help you today? I think you just spoke to my colleague, Miriam.
Yes, I was calling in regards to,
It's a waiver program?
Waiver program getting set up.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what do you know about it? Have you tried doing this before? What information are you working with?
I've never done this before. I had just reached out to a company, and we had somebody come out and go over all of the, Medicaid information and, all that kind of stuff, set her up. And then last week we had somebody come out to kind of do just ask her questions to kind of get an idea of what kind of help she would need. And they did say that she was approved. They just moved up from Florida, so she's not established with a physician yet. I have an appointment with her on Thursday to get the medical portion filled out. But in the meantime, they said, to reach out to different agencies and, try and get established so I can go through training and anything that you guys would require.
So in regards to the establishments you're referring to for her assessments, does the broker sound like something that is familiar to you, like the independent enrollment broker?
Yes, that's what it was.
That's what it was. Okay, because that's one of the first step of the process. Has Erie and Aging been in touch? Okay. Go ahead.
No, they were supposed to be calling me back once we had the appointment last week, but I have not heard from them. So.
All right, that's fine. So let me give you a little bit of a run through of what this process looks like. They just probably went through it with you, but with the agency, we have a little bit of a more easier process because we do it for so many of our clients and we have relationships with people and whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's discuss a little bit of what the process is. First off, before I begin, is there any minors at home?
Yes.
Okay. Can I ask how old?
16.
Now, does she have anything in her savings over $5,000?
No. She doesn't have a savings currently.
Okay. And does she make, you don't have to give me the amount, does she make more or less than $2,900 a month?
No.
Basically, the first process, so how does this work is the state provided a program, and the county basically makes sure that all its everybody living in the county can utilize this program. It's the waiver program.
Mm-hmm.
It goes by CDPAP in some states. It goes by the waiver, whatever it is. It means consumer-directed personal assistance. It allows your mom the caregiver of her choice, and they can get paid for helping her out. State will provide the coverage. Now, everybody in Pennsylvania wants to use this because everybody wants their mom, dad, or friend, or sibling to get paid for helping them. So they basically created a process where they can sift through the people who really need it and people who don't. Now, the broker is the first step of the process. They probably came down. I'm not exactly sure what they do ask at those assessments, but I know that they ask everything in regards to what she can do, can't do. I mean, I guess you could tell me more because she has an assessment, right? So,
yes. Mm-hmm.
Before I can continue, do you have the date of when that assessment was?
Yes. It was on the 15th of January.
Okay. Document that. Okay. And the area and aging?
I'm sorry?
Did you have the Erie and Aging assessment as well?
What is that one?
Okay, so that now I understand more. All right, so your first assessment was with the broker. Did they tell you you needed a doctor's note?
Yes.
Okay, how are we holding in there? Did you give it to the doctor yet? How's that?
Well, that's what I had just explained. They're newly moved up here from Florida. Thank you. And I have her doctor's appointment on Thursday. We'll be bringing the form with us
for the doctor
to fill out.
I just want to, you can do that, or I can offer you another option. It is easier for some of our clients because it's faster. It gets straight to the broker. We work with the organization called New York Best Medical. They're based off of New York, but they're full of doctors and MDs. They basically give our clients a call. They have the paper already to fill out, and they just do a review over the phone. To us, you send to the broker, and that's it. You guys don't have to make any appointments.
Oh, really?
It's much simpler, and it's faster. So I'm giving you the option. If you'd like,
okay.
I can have one of them reach out to you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Amazing. Okay, you're the main form of contact here, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So let's break it down now. So you have the broker's assessment. You're going to get the doctor's form. After the doctor's form is sent into the broker's office, Area and Aging, which is part of the county, is going to reach out to you to give you a second assessment. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. After this assessment is completed, because there is a minor at home, you may not need to fill out all the financial paperwork, but a lot of financial paperwork would usually get sent to the county. The county reviews the case, and then what happens is they give you an option to choose an insurance. So there's UPMC, New York Best Medical.
Yes, we did have that. We did have that. We did have that. That was actually on January 8th. He came out and went over all of that, the different Medicaids, what is available, what basically the whole spiel of, what this is and things like that. So we did already have those assessments completed. The only thing that they said we had left to do was the doctor's information.
Wow. Okay, so that could be. It could be. You know what I would do? I could talk on and on about what needs to be done, but it sounds like you guys did a lot. I would do is I'm going to have the doctor call you to get this form filled out. That's going to be my first step for you.
Okay.
I'm going to call in with you tomorrow to the broker's office. They can give me a full status of where your case is holding and what's needed next, and then I could guide you further. Okay?
Okay.
How does that sound for you?
That's wonderful.
Do you have any questions about any of this so far?
I guess the only questions that I have are, like, once employed with you guys, like, what kind of training? Is it online training that I do?
So I'm going to be very honest with you. I'm not sure how much training you have to go through. It may just be
anything.
You may not even have to go through anything. I can find that out for you.
Okay.
There is going to be tests that need to be done, like blood tests, TB tests. Mm-hmm. They just need to make sure that you're taking care of her, you're healthy, and whoever we're
that I did know
for our patient has to be we do a background
sure
nothing
okay.
personal. It's just part of our procedure. It's
absolutely
have to go through it. So that's one thing, and then how it works is we're going to give you an app where you can clock in and clock out. You're going to have a coordinator who's going to check in with you once a month, or maybe if you have an issue, you can't work one day, that's where we come in. We can maybe find another caregiver to do that day, things like that. So we really were hands-on there.
Okay.
And you get paid every week or the week before.
Okay.
So let's say you work this entire week. You're going to get paid for the week you did last week. So you get paid,
did
that's
last
really
week.
What it is.
Right. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
And what is what is the hourly rate that you offer?
So I'll tell you, so to start, it's $14.50, but I always say you have to take that with a grain of salt because we have to take in your county. We have to take in how many hours you've been approved. So let's say you were approved for 40 hours. We can give you $16.50. Everything is dependent on those hours, and we work with you. So if you're not happy, we'll work out with you. We'll find you something. Like, we want you to be happy as well. We're not, closed in that way. We want to help you.
Okay.
We'll do the best we can.
Okay. Sounds good. So the next update, you'll have the doctor call me. Yeah, that's okay. I'm used to it now with all the different stages. There's been a lot of information. But you guys, I've called a few other places, and you guys by far have been the most informative. So
happy we can help.
And your name is Shira, right?
Yes. My name is Shira. I'm going to be your enrollment coordinator until your mom is up, and then the case gets sent down to patient coordination and safety. Be able to finish you guys off.
Perfect.
So that it's important that you know our agency name. The reason why is because once she gets approved for those hours, an authorization is made. If we don't get that authorization, we can't pay anybody. We can't onboard. We can't do anything. So that authorization is really, it gives us like the passage to pay you, basically.
Sure. Okay.
We have our right name.
All right. Perfect.
Agency's name is LLC.
What is it? Family
First Care.
Family First
Family and
Care.
First. Yeah. LLC.
LLC. Okay, perfect.
Okay,
so then I'll just wait for the doctor.
Yeah, it's going to be a Brooklyn number, I believe. So I think it's 845 or something like that.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else I'd like to tell you. Yes, back to the insurance. So I don't know what the guy spoke to you about Medicaid, but the waiver is a little different. The waiver, you need the county's going to get an insurance under your Medicaid. The choices that are there are AmeriHealth, UPMC, Keystone, and what
yes,
else
they picked Keystone.
They picked Keystone?
Yeah,
okay,
they picked Keystone. Mm-hmm.
That's fine. So that's basically where we're up to. And if you're approved, Keystone is going to come down, give you an assessment during your hours. And I always say, like, if you have any questions, you need to reach out to me because that's my job. I'm here to help you.
Okay.
Not easy, but I'm here to help.
Perfect. Do you have a direct line, or do I just call the 267 number?
Let me give you my direct line.
Okay.
Let me give you my direct line. So you can text this number. I don't answer the phone. Sometimes I could see text messages if I'm meeting. I could answer you. So things like that. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
The number is 267-551-7419.
Okay. 7419. Perfect. 267-551-7419.
And my extension is 119. But I think you could do the number without the extension. It doesn't make a difference. You're fine.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Let me see if there's anything else. I'm going to have the doctor call you. And let me know if
now,
you have anything.
When the doctor calls, does my mom, she needs to be present or?
Does she need to be present? So your mom's name is Patricia Olivetti.
Yes. Does she need to be there, or can I just speak to them?
I think you can just speak to them. I don't think it's a problem.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you, I don't know. So they're going to call you. If there's a problem, they're very good at, like, you know, whatever you need, they'll give you a call back as long as you can communicate with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say this also,
perfect.
This process can go really quick depending on how well we can get in touch with you because if there's like a lack of communication, the case could go on for months, you know?
I'm always by my phone, so.
Okay. So I'm not worried about that. Mm-hmm. Does she have a Medicaid number?
We haven't gotten that information yet, no.
This is HHA Services. Okay, they're going to ask you for a list of her medications, things like that. Somebody should be reaching out to you.
Perfect.
Next.
Thank you so much for your help, Shira.
Yes, take care. Have a great day and stay warm.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.